September 15, under God's discipline. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore and bindeth up, he woundeth, and his hands make whole. Job 5:17-18. Our Heavenly Father does not willingly afflict or grieve the children of men. He has his purpose in the whirlwind and in the storm, in the fire and in the flood. The Lord permits calamities to come to his people to save them from greater dangers. He desires everyone to examine his own heart closely and carefully and then draw near to God that God may draw near to him. Our life is in the hands of God. He sees dangers threatening us that we cannot see. He is the giver of all our blessings, the provider of all our mercies, the orderer of all our experiences. He sees the perils that we cannot see. He may permit to come upon his people that which fills their hearts with sadness, because he sees that they need to make straight paths for their feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. He knows our frame and remembers that we are dust. Even the very hairs of our head are numbered. He works through natural causes to lead his people to remember that he has not forgotten them, but that he desires them to forsake the way which, if they were permitted to follow unchecked and unreproved, would lead them into great peril. Trials come to us all to lead us to investigate our hearts to see if they are purified from all that defiles. Constantly the Lord is working to our present and eternal good. Every soul that is saved must be a partaker with Christ of his sufferings, that he may be a partaker with him of his glory. How few understand why God subjects them to trial. It is by the trial of our faith that we gain spiritual strength. The Lord seeks to educate his people to lean wholly upon him. Let everyone examine his own course of action. Let everyone ask himself whether he is meeting the standard that God has placed before him. Can we say from the heart, I lay aside my own will? I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. Do we ask daily, Lord, what is thy will concerning me?